The Love Life Podcast by Jacqueline Hellier. It takes courage to end a relationship well. Sometimes relationships are so bad it's clear you need to run a mile. There's violence, coercion, repetitive cheating, or they've gambled your life savings away. But actually, even in the worst of relationships, it can still be hard to end them. There's often the remembrance of when it was good, the magical thinking that if only, not to mention the fear of what's on the other side of separation. So when a relationship isn't right, but isn't horrendous, it can be even harder to end it. You like each other, you get on well most of the time, but you're just not a great match. Maybe your values are different, maybe your wants in life are different, and you get in these negative patterns that aren't anyone's fault per se, but they just seem to repeat over and over and over. In those situations, you're even more likely to get stuck in an endless weighing up of the good and the bad. As the title of an excellent book by Mira Kirschenbaum puts it, it's too good to leave, but too bad to stay. Some people get stuck, but others do something rather interestingly, generally unconsciously. They force a crisis. A client came to this realization in session the other day. She was stuck in a relationship where they're both good people, but they want different things in life. She'd been working with me to clarify what she does want in life and in a partner, and it had become clear that this relationship wasn't it. But even with this realization, she was still compelled to engage in the relationship even more, to move in with a partner, even though she knew it would be a disaster. It didn't make logical sense. Then the light bulb moment hit. She realized she was trying to force the relationship to explode. If the relationship became so toxic, so unbearable, it would be easy for her to end it. But while it would be easier, it would also end with bitterness and hurt and probably a good deal of trauma to deal with afterwards. She realized it would be far better to end it now, maturely, with love and respect. Now, when you hear it here, you'd think that it's obvious that we should end relationships before they get so bad, before you've become bitter and twisted. But humans being the fallible creatures that we are, it's hard to break strong bonds with another, and it's scary to have to face the unknown on the other side. It takes courage to end a relationship well. You have to let go of the future you'd planned, the hopes you'd had. You have to let your heart break. It's hard and it's scary, but it's not traumatic. And in being brave, you're also giving yourself freedom to live the life you want with someone who is a good match. And you're giving your partner the same freedom. So, be brave.